Good morning, a Monday morning, and that means Yancey Roy. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Obviously, the COVID pandemic and the upsurge in cases and hospitalizations is big on everyone's mind, including Governor Cuomo. Then came President Trump, who said, New York, you're not getting the vaccine. Should it come out? He's not happy with Governor Cuomo. The question becomes, with this surge, are hospitals prepared? And you guys have found out, yes, indeed, they are.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of ground to cover. As we know, over the weekend, President Trump threatened to not send vaccines to New York immediately unless Cuomo specifically approves it or comes across with some sort of request from New York for it. Meanwhile, the governor is saying they're still criticizing the distribution plan, and they say it gives short shrift to minority communities, which have been hardest hit by the pandemic, and he's threatening to sue. He gave a speech this weekend at the Riverside Church in Manhattan. The governor also said he wants an independent evaluation to determine if the vaccine would be safe. There's also talk about the money at hand from the federal government to distribute it. Right now, the Trump administration has committed only about, I believe, $140 million. The Center for Disease Control has said it's going to take more than $6 billion to adequately distribute it. We did take a look at how our hospitals prepared this time around compared to the spring and what lessons they learned. And the good news is they are much better prepared. They've converted rooms into ICUs at different hospitals. They have a lot more ventilators on stock. For example, you know, at South Nassau Hospital, patients that back in the spring had to be kept in the hallways until they could find rooms. They had no supply of N95 masks. Now they have converted rooms to take care of that. They've also bought giant vaporizers to convert liquid oxygen into gas for use in ventilators. At NYU Long Island Hospital, they've converted conference rooms into ICUs. Many hospitals now can do your COVID test within an hour. They've also cross-trained nurses who previously didn't work in ICUs to help out with any kind of heavy load hospitals get as we continue into the fall.
He is Yancey Roy, the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us on Mondays. You can read more about this story and including a big week this week for absentee ballot counting in many races at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Dave.